So we are on the top of Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, a new Mishnah. Okay. All right, so Mishnah says the following. Nadra v'hi Arusa. So let's say she took a nether when she was on Arusa. We've had that a lot of times. Takes a nether, she's had Kiddushin, right? So she's still in the Rishus of her father and her husband at the same time. And we're going to see, we're talking about, Naira, still, okay? And what happens? Niskasha Bobayom. And what happens? She takes the nether. The same day she took the nether, she gets divorced. Okay? Which obviously has an impact because the Baal was one of the people who would join together with the father to be married for the nether. And so what happens? And then, Nisarsha Bobayom. So she gets divorced that day. And then she gets, again, Kiddushin. The same day. Afil Lameya. Even if this happens 100 times. Divorced and married 100 times. Right? This is the point is, it doesn't matter how many times, right? 100 times would be unlikely, but it doesn't matter how many times. Avia Ubaila Ha'acharon Mefirin Nidareha. So if that happens, then it doesn't matter how many times it happens. And at the end of the day, once she is, her father, and whoever the final Baal is, can be made for the nether that she took at the beginning of the day. Okay? Okay. So take a look at the Ran. So it's the Ran. Nadra v'hi Arusa, v'hi l'baal v'achro, mefir nidareha. The Arus, mefir b'kodmin, b'shutfis. Right? We talked about before that the husband can be made for something that happened before he was in the picture. That obviously has to be the case, right? The whole point, she took a nether while she was married to somebody else, right? And by the time that the Baal comes around and he's made for her, which Baal is it? It's Baal number 73, not the same Baal. Okay, it can be Baal 100, right? Fine. Behind the nugget in Isgarsha Bobayom, in Isgarsha Bobayom, right? Why exactly do they note that, does the mission note that she got divorced that day and then had Erison that day? On the case is where the husband heard, right? We'll see exactly. The Shama Aris or Shama Av. We're going to see which one. Either the father or the Aris themselves heard. That's why it's got to be that day. Why? But if it's the day afterwards, it's not going to work anymore. Why? The cave in the Shama, since one of them heard, right? And neither one of them did Afara that day, Kaimel and Nidra. Right, her nether becomes Mikuya. The Gemara will discuss who heard. But the point is that the case is clearly that somebody heard because somebody heard, the clock started, and now all these changes can only happen within the same day. Afterwards already, it's too late. Okay. Fine. And continues the Mishnah, Zaklal, and here's the rule. What's the rule? Kol shelo yatzel rishus atzma sha'achas. As long as at no moment, right, in this whole story, does she end up in her own rishus, avia ubayla ha'achar mefir nidareha. Then as long as at no point does she end up her own person, in that sense, so in her own, halakhically have her own status, where she's by herself, so since that, as long as that never happens, then the husband and the final husband and the father are allowed to be, have the power to be made for the nedarim. Says the Ran, meaning, number one, she didn't become a bogeres, velo nises, and she didn't have nisuin. Di bagra o nises, yatza mir shus af, ve'arasichudei lo batzi mefer. Because at that point, what's going to happen? When she, if she becomes a bogeres, either, like, say so she gets, has gerishin, and she became a, and she became a bogeres, and she became 12 and a half, or, right, at some point, one of the husbands does nisuin with her. Right? In either case, now, if she, the father loses the, one of the other loses their opportunity, their ability to get involved here. But as long as that hasn't happened, it's just the cases of, she's a naira, right, or she's a, and she's a, murasa, so then she, then someone else is gonna, then when she comes to Naira and marry Russell again, the father and the husband still have that power. Fine. Okay. So ask the Gemara, I mean, Nalan da Aris Acheron may fin the Darim Shinir the Aris Rishon. Gemara says, how does that happen? That doesn't make any sense. The first question you ask yourself when you read this Mishnah, how could it be that the last Aris, he said, I feel a Meya. This guy, give the normal case, even the second guy, right? He wasn't there. Right? He wasn't there when she took the first nether. So how can it be that the final guy is going to be able to be made for the nether that the first Aris hurt? Right? He didn't hear. So Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel explains, Amar Krav, Im Hayos Yelish, Unudareha Aleha. Right? The Pasuk says, if she goes and she marries a man and she has Nidarm on her, when she comes into the marriage, Nidarim Shahayu Aleha Kfar. Right? So you see from here that even though he wasn't there, he didn't hear it, he had no idea, whatever, doesn't matter. If she carries Nidarim in with her, those Nidarim he has the power to be Mefer. Okay, says Gemara, Dil Mahani Mili Shlo Nir La Aris Rishon. Aval Nidarim Shinir La Aris Rishon Lo Matzi Mefer Aris Ha'achar. Maybe that's only because Nidare Aleha means she brings them with her, meaning secretly. Right, these are nedarim that even the original husband didn't know about. But if she had nedarim that the original husband knew about, maybe those wouldn't be included. So, answers Shmuel, Aleha kara yaserihu. No, the nedare Aleha, I could have just said, Pasuk could have just said, Vima yosi aliyish unidar. You know, I guess I'm going to say nedare Aleha. I'm going to say it without the word Aleha. But the point of the word Aleha is extra. And since it's a kara yaserihu, so that. That extra aleh, that were extra word aleha, that could have wasn't necessary, and because it's there, it comes to teach me this point, right? Look at the Mefarish explains. Take a look at the third line in the Mefarish. Kraya seirehu delo itzrech lemichtav delichta rachmana vim yosi yela ish vinedareha omivtas faseha, right? Meaning, because the pasuk says unedare aleha omivtas faseha. So you just say nidareha. You didn't have to say the word aleha, right? In that case, just say unidareha. Omitas vaseha. Ela aleha mufne mishum nidarm. Shinir la'arsha. Mufne always means language. Mufne means, we've seen this before. It means like available, right? The word aleha is available for a drasha, right? So that word aleha is extra. It's sitting there waiting for us to darshan, right? Mishum nidarm shinir la'arsh rishon de yachol lahafir arsh ha'achar. That's the whole chiddush. You're right. It doesn't really make logical sense, but it's allowed because of this drasha of. Unidareha aleha. Fine. Okay. So it continues the Gemara. Tanya kavase de Shmuel. So we have a braisa that seems to align with this perspective of Shmuel, this idea that even the nedarim that she brings in with her from her original marriage, the second husband is able to be Mayfair. And he has his drasha. So how do we have a braisa that seems to align with Shmuel? The following. Naira murasa avia ubaila mefir nidara. Right? Because we said, it's a Tosefta that says that a naira murasa, her father and her husband are able to mefir nidara. Okay, so how does that work? Shama avia vehaifir la. So the father hears and he's mefir. Lo hispik abal lishmua ad shemes. And the Baal didn't get a chance to hear the nether, and then he died. So what happens? Vinis arsa bobayom, and she becomes the mireses to somebody else on the same exact day. Vafila mea pa'amim, and even if it happens 100 times in the same day, aviyu bala achron mefir nedera, right? It doesn't matter. We gave the example of gerushin, right? But the point is, the same halacha in this Tosefta would be if the bala achron dies. Fine. But okay. Shama baila vehefila. And what happens if the husband hears and he's mefer? And then what happens? The father doesn't have a chance to hear until the baal dies. Ad shemes, until the father dies. So it's the opposite case. The first case was the husband didn't have a chance to hear and he died. Now the father didn't have a chance to hear and he died. And the other person was Mefer. Habal Choser. Ad Shemes Habal. Sorry, yeah, until the husband dies. So it's not the opposite. Choser Av, Mefer Chelko Shabal. Right? So the father goes ahead and he's Mefer the section that the half that the Baal wasn't made for it. You wonder, we're going to come back to the same question we talked about before. We are. We're going to talk about this question of Negi's guys, right? This question of how much, 50% or just Miklash Kolish, which is just get weakened. We're going to talk about that in a second. But fine. So this case was the husband hears and is Mayfair, and the father doesn't hear, and then the Baal dies, right? So the father goes ahead and he is made for the chelik of the Baal. Okay? Fine. So Amrim Nasan Hein Hein Divrei Beis Shammai. So Amrim Nasan says this is the opinion of Beis Shammai, which we've seen before. Aval Beis Hillel Omrin Ein Yachal Hafer. Right, but Beis Hillel says no, he can't be made. He can't be made for. Right. So again, that whole question: what happens when one of them was made for and the other one didn't have a chance yet? Right, and he passed away. Does the other person now have a chance to just step in and knock off the other half? Does that work or not? So Beis Hillel Beis Shammai says yes. Beis Hillel says they can't do that. So my plea, what's the machlokes? Yes. Beis Shammai Savrei Nedarim. Nedarim Nami Shavrei La'arus Nitrokna Rishus La'av. Umegas guys. Just take a look at the gimel there. Yeah. Just change Sheniru La'arus instead of Shavrei La'arus. Right, but the point is, which is our point, right? So Beis Shammai Savrei Nedarim Nami Sheniru La'arus Nitrokna Rishus La'av. Right? That Beis Shammai says that the Nedarim were noticed, right, heard by the Arus. So now they transition, they transfer over. When he dies, they transfer to the father, and he's able to be Mefer. Omega's guys, right? And everything was already 50% cut off. And so the father just fills in the other half. Beis Hillel's Osavre, Avia Ubaila Acheron, Mefir Nidareha, Velo Megas guys, right? And Beis Hillel says, no, it's the father and the last husband who were able to make for the Nedarim together only, but lo megas guys, right? Because otherwise, it's a little bit of a different application of this idea, but the point being that there was no, we don't say that 50% was already struck down, right? And therefore the father can do the rest by himself. No, we have the rule was that the father and the new husband are the ones who do it together, right? So this is why this Tosefta becomes a proof for Shmuel. It's a little different than what we saw, I think, because the case that we always saw was when the person who died was the person who had been made for half already, right? Here we have the, I don't know if I'm right, actually.
The other way around.
What do you mean?
So it's saying here that in the earlier ones,
yeah,
the vow had not been brought to the attention of the husband.
Right,
whereas
right.
Here,
that's the chiddush. Correct. Did. Yes, right. Here he's heard it already, but he hadn't done it still. Because this final case is Shama Baila Vahefila, right? The father, the husband heard and he was Mefer, and the father didn't hear and the Baal dies. Oh no, so that's true. The Baal hears and he's the one who's Mefer and then he's the one who dies, right? And the question was what was left there? Fine, but either way, the reason this is a proof for Shmuel is because presumably the point is that the Shita of Beis Hillel is the one that seems to be the same as Shmuel, who says no. You can't take care of something without a new Baal, right? The new Baal is going to be the one who's going to be made for the Nedarim and have below make his guys. But the truth is, it's Beis Hillel Shekasa, right? Because Beis Hillel said before, we didn't ask the question, like, what if there's a new Baal? Right? We never asked that question. We just said, it's Miklash Kalish, below make his guys, and since it's only Miklash Kalish, so then the husband can't do it himself. He can't step in place of the Baal. So that's the same, that was true then. And now here, even if he goes out and she gets married again, or has Arison again, so what's going to happen? So now the Baal Acharon is going to be able to help. That part we hadn't considered, right, and talked about. So now we have that, so good, so now that works. But I'm just saying, it's something new that we're learning, but within the same machlokas that we saw before, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, about this question of Miklash Kalash or Megas guys.
This only works when it's sort of a half-half. If you're fully married, and you make a neder, and the husband dies, a new husband doesn't pick that one up.
If they're fully married, they had nisuin.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there's a run, that's exactly what you said.
If they were fully married, she couldn't get married again on the same day.
If she's fully married, she'd have to wait 3 months.
Right. So then, there's no longer timeline. It's
that's
all that.
Also true. No, but hold on. I'm gonna tell you. So it's exactly the same thing you just said. I think it is. Oh, you know, the answer is you're correct. We're gonna see the question now, and the Gemara's gonna ask, and you'll see it addresses your point a little bit also. Okay, fine. So let's at least start the next question that Gemara has, and then we'll finish there. But it says the Gemara as follows. Ibalu, Gemara asks the question. Gerishin kishtika damya, oka kama damya. Okay, we talked about the point was what happened. She makes an eder, and then she gets divorced. Right? So, what's the status of the gerishin? What does it do? Does the gerishin have a status of the husband being quiet and doing nothing? Right? Or is it the status of actually being mekayem the nether? Why? Take a look at the Ron. Look at the Ron all the way towards the bottom. Yibarlehu, gerishin, kishtika damin, okay, akama damin. It's like six lines in the bottom. Mishum dekeben the yada arus, the labasar gerishin lamatzi mefer. Right? Now that the arus knows that once gerishin takes place, he's out. Velo hefer, and he didn't do anything. Called him gerishin. Kemando ukmele nitra dummy. And maybe you say, it's like he said, when he goes out and he's megarish, what's he saying? I'm out. Right? I have no shaykhus to this. I know I can't do it. There's nothing for me to do. So when he goes ahead and he's megarish, what's he basically saying? He's effectively saying, I'm leaving you alone. And if it's chal, it's chal. I don't care. It's fine. Right? So you could say that's like being mekayeh. Right? Just like we said before, just like in general, if he's not mekayim, he's not mefer during that day, so he's like someone who's mekayim, right? Other possibility, obviously, is that no, it's just like shtika. He's not mekayim. He doesn't proactively go ahead and mekayim the nether. He's like shtika, it's like he said nothing, and then leaves it alone. Fine. But why do we care? He just gets a divorce anyways. So l'may nafkamina, says the Gemara, kegon shenadra v'shama baila, she takes a nether, husband hears, v'girsha, and divorces her, v'ahadra b'yomei, and they get married again the same day. Okay, that's a bad idea, right? But that's what happens, right? So why do we care? I amar mar kishtika dami matzi mefila. If it's just like shtika, so what happens? So she made a nether, they got divorced. So if it was just shtika, and then they get married again, so what happens? So now he can go ahead and be mefer again, right? Because she was just—it's still the same day, right? But I amar kamar ka kama dami la matzi mefila. But if you say it's actually a kiyum, so once she's mekayim, he can't go back, right? Even on the same day, right? Look at the run. Kugon jenodja v'shama bala v'girsha. Hi bala v'kamar arastafgo. Right? This is specifically says in the run. This case, at least, is specifically the case of Erison and not Yisuin. The Ibn Isua, a filutim salomar, the gerish and kishtika damien, heichi matzi mefer. Right? Because if she was already a nesua, if you're going to tell me that the case is a case of, that you find something gerish is like shtika, right? So how could he ever be mefer? Ibisha chazra v'niseis. If you want to say that they got remarried again and the nesuin, ain't a baal mefer b'kodmin. Then the baal can't be mefer. The baal being mefer b'kodmin is only true by erison. It's not true by nisuin. Once they're fully married, he can't be made for the bekomen. Via had vida hadra b'irisin b'lechud. And if you want to say that they were married with nisuin, and then he went ahead and he remarried her, but only with irisin, kevin the aris eino mefer el b'shutfus. Since the aris can only be made for with the combination of him and the husband and the father, v'hach aleka av. He has no father. Why? They came in shenises shuvein la v'irishuspa. Because once she did nisuin, the father's nothing to do with her anymore. Right, the father's out. Right, so afilatim salomar kishtika damya lo matzi mefer. Even if you say it's like just like shtika, he still can't be mefer, right? Because there's no father around. And lavad barusa skinan. So our case must be this whole case was, you know, she starts as an arusa, they get divorced from Erison, and gets remarried to Erison only. Right, that's happening in that case. You know what's exactly your question, but it addresses your point. Yeah, the same concept.
Father's the continuity.
Correct.
He's not there.
Once nisuin happens, dad's out. And then even he comes back now with an heir, so it doesn't matter. There's no, the father was never around.
But the Gemara's case now is that it was the same man.
Same man.
Does that matter? if it were a different man, wouldn't the answer be exactly the same if it were a different person?
No, if it's a different person.
No, but like you said, you can't do that in the same day.
No, if she had Nisuin, but if she had Erisin.
No, but you're saying our original, the whole case of our Mishnah was Nadra, Vihi Arusa, Nisgarsha, Bobayom.
The end of that round. Same round.
Vahajra Yome?
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Good. Yeah. Vahajra Yome, they get back, they get married again the same day. Lahachi Naki Yome, that's why I said the same day. Diahajra Lamachar, if they get married back the next day. Pshita Dolomatsimir, that's obvious. Kevin Sha'avar Yoma Shal Shmiya. The day's over. Even though when the day ends, she's not in the Rishas the Baal anymore. Very good. Excellent. So the Ron says, it doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't have to be that same husband.
Okay.
Because it has to be that it doesn't have to be the same husband, because that was the whole case of our Mishnah.
Right. That's right.
Exactly.
But they were very clear that it was the same husband.
Right. B'hachama askinan, the guy gets married again. But the truth is, right. It could even be him. But it could actually be anybody else also. And they just gave that example because maybe that's more likely than her marrying 100 other men. Sounds like we might give that example. Fine. But we don't have any answer to our question yet. You will hold the answer until next time. Okay. The right size daf for a week when we didn't have a Tuesday.